Upon Antonio's death in 1913, his son Frank took over the reins of this grand hotel. It is Frank's portrait, you see, displayed to the right of his father's. Frank took on the ambitious task of adding 200 more rooms to the hotel in 1928, the year before the devastating stock market crash. Remarkably, the Hotel Monteleone was one of the few family-owned hotels in America to actually survive the crash. There are tales from that time of hotel employees banding together and taking a collection to aid many hotel guests. Twenty-five years of tremendous success passed before a fourth addition was made to the hotel, and in 1954, this construction actually required the razing of the original building as the foundation was laid for a completely new facility to include additional guest rooms, ballrooms, dining rooms, and cocktail lounges. If you turn around and face the opposite side of the lobby, you will see the portrait of William Monteleone, who took over the direction of the hotel after his father's death in 1958. It was in 1964 that William added more floors, additional guest rooms, and the crowning glory of the Hotel Monteleone, the Sky Terrace, a tropical retreat at the top of this urban oasis. The Sky Terrace included swimming pools, a fabulous penthouse, and the Skylight Lounge, where we will stop later on the tour.